This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Alrighty, welcome back inside Radio Row. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are here in New Orleans, and you could have all the gumbo, the crawfish, the jambalaya, all this stuff. It's alligator, it's crazy. But the key to my heart is really just peanut butter. And Will Anderson from the Houston Texans is here on behalf of Jif. Will, appreciate it. How you been?
I've been good. Thank you for having me.
You know, when you go through all this food this entire week in New Orleans, man. Like, used to drinking, right? You get hungover. Now it's just the food. The next day you wake up, and I just feel gross this week. And just to get something simple like some Jif is just very, very nice.
It is. It's great. It's so crazy because growing up, this is all I used to eat. My coach was like, you got to put this in your shakes. You got to get bigger. So to have a partnership then with them is special. It's just crazy because they was telling me a stat that, like, you know, over a billion people eat wings on a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And so I'm partnering up with Jif to save the celery. So we're going to get some celery and some peanut butter on the Super Bowl and make some people eat some of this stuff.
And you're also saving people from a lot of bad takes when it comes to wings because I feel like you're a ranch guy.
I am, but.
See, bad take.
But when it comes down to it, I'm really a blue cheese guy.
Good. You should be. Ranch sucks.
I love blue cheese.
Be a blue cheese guy.
I am.
And if you're going to have ranch with your wings, you better eat Jif instead because you're wasting your time eating the wings. So for you guys this season – it ended up against Kansas City,
yeah.
And everyone's having a problem beating them. We'll see if it will change for the Eagles. I don't think you guys lost the game because of the officiating, to be clear. But, and I'm sure you feel this way as well, I have no clue how to hit the quarterback anymore.
Yeah, man, it's just something that, you know, you have to take into consideration when you're practicing it all weekend. You know, just making sure that you're hitting them right and being disciplined. And we knew what it was going into the game, just as far as, you know, what was the statement after the game was just basically saying, like, we know, like, if you do something outside the rules, it's going to get called. And we have to be disciplined enough and be sound enough and be detailed enough to not put ourselves in those positions for those calls to happen. And, you know, we owned up to that after the game. You know, people want to, you know, do the clickbait and stuff like that, but it wasn't on the officiating. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to lock in. We have to be more mentally sound. We made some errors out there. We made some mistakes that cost them, you know, big explosives that they got towards the end of the game, and we can't have that. You know what I'm saying? So going into this offseason, that's one thing, like, during OTAs that we really want to focus on, especially just being a captain and being a leader on the team. Like, how mentally sound can we be locked in on these big-time games?
But, you know, here's the thing. What you did in that game, I would not have called it a penalty. I don't think it's a penalty.
Yeah.
But I see it so often now get called that it's almost normalized. I was more annoyed when Pat was running and you had the two defenders crash down and hit each other.
Yeah.
Not even him.
Yeah.
Flag in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, a little adversity. You know what I'm saying? Control what you can control, man. And like I said, even after that, how are we going back out there and attacking after the penalty? You know, coach always saying it doesn't matter where they line the ball up at. We just have to go out there and play. And those are the areas that I feel like we should get sharper on as a team, that I want to take the next step as just being a leader. Like, it doesn't matter how we go on the field. It doesn't matter what call we get. How are we going to continue to be locked in and play ball?
How do you look back at this season? Because people thought when coming down to taking the next step, people thought you guys could go from divisional round last year to this year maybe being a dark horse Super Bowl contender, and unfortunately you guys didn't get out of the divisional round.
Yeah, it's a process, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're a young team. We're still learning. We're just getting more experienced guys in the building, man, to just help some of these younger guys, you know, understand the mindset of getting, you know, past that round. You know what I'm saying? And we have to enjoy that process. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to get there. I'm confident that we're going to get there, man, but we just got to keep doing the little things right. We got to keep trusting each other, keep building the team chemistry, keep building the culture there. I think we have everybody in the right place, right coaching staff, right players in the building, nutrition, athletic trainers, all that good stuff upstairs. You know, the management upstairs is great. So, like I said, it's a process. We just have to keep building on that process and enjoying our process, and the results are going to be nice.
So, I said this to you when you were a rookie. You don't sound like a rookie, and now, obviously, you just wrapped up your second season, which is already crazy how quickly it goes by, but still, there has to be a little bit of an awe factor and obviously a respect factor when you guys get a veteran and someone so accomplished like Danielle Hunter. Yeah. What were you guys, because I'm sure you challenged one another, right? Healthy competition, all that stuff, same side of the ball, and obviously the same team. But what did he really teach you this year?
Man, he taught me so much this year, man. And it's really just when it just come to mindset. You know what I'm saying? He has this cool, calm, and collective mindset about himself, and it rubbed off on me so much because sometimes I can just be a little anxious about things and want to be like, I want it right now. He's like, man, you just got to keep chopping. You just got to keep going. It's going to come. So from that aspect off the field, that's something he taught me. And then just on the field with pass rush, just more play chess with him, like switch it up. Like, and now you're going to have them thinking, like, you can go speed to power. You can take an inside move, get him to move his feet. So, like, just learning different things about tackles and, you know, making them play your game, not playing their game. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that I could take from Danielle that he really does a really good job of, like, really homing in on how he's going to rush people and how he's going to get to the quarterback.
C.J. Stroud is what as a quarterback, Will Anderson Jr.?
The greatest. He's
really,
the greatest. I have all my, like, we have all the faith in CJ. I have all the faith in CJ, man. He's a young guy, and look what he's doing. He's helped turn this program around tremendously. And, you know, with all the expectation, and he should be this, he should be that, man, he's right where he needs to be. And we're going to continue to be behind him. He's going to continue to grow. He's going to continue to be a captain and lead this team. And we're going to do special stuff. And I can't wait to see him continue to do what he does best.
The culture of the Texans, and this obviously predates you, but it was in a terrible spot. As a franchise, right, they were ones that we'd be talking about and kind of laughing at them. And to see what you, CJ, and then D'Amico, and also you got to give credit in the building process to your GM as well, what you guys have been able to do, that group of four really being the main faces of it, CJ the best offensive player, you the face of the defense, and then with Nick and also D'Amico has been really impressive. Now it feels as if it's such a great environment. You were around Saban, right? Yeah. He was your coach at Alabama. That was the standard.
Most definitely.
Speak to what the standard is and kind of the culture is now in the Texans locker room, since you only know it in a good spot the last 2 years.
Yeah, I have to give all credit to D'Amico. Of course, Nick, for bringing the guys in. But, you know, D'Amico set a foundation when he got there, what he wanted the Texans to be about and what he wanted his team to be about. And you have to have that in order to, you know, achieve and be an excellent team. And his standard was like, we're going to have a swarm mentality. Like, our brand of football is physical. Our brand of football is swarm, relentless, dominate, execution, all those things. And so that's the things that we fall back on when things are not going our way. Who are we when things are not going our way? And we're a swarm team. And I think once he got that culture input and start finding the guys to surround that culture and adapt the culture, you know what I'm saying? That's when it really took off. So I feel like D'Amico, he really knows how to be a good coach, but he also knows how to get the best out of his players.
I still think someone like Bill Belichick can be a great coach in this league, but you see now a new mold of coach where it's very successful, former player that could be a player's coach, but the good ones aren't a doormat.
Yeah.
And obviously D'Amico Ryans would be the farthest thing from a doormat, but having someone that is really not that far removed from playing and that understands his players and maybe understands when someone needs a day off or they don't need to go so hard at practice, things like that. What does that do with him really leading the way?
It does everything for us, and I think that's why it's so easy to play for him, and I think that's why guys love playing for him, because he approaches us in a sense of like how he played, like a team captain almost in a sense. And that energy that he brings, that contagious energy, like that fired up energy, is like he's going to go out there and go to war with us. You know what I'm saying? And I think guys feed off of that a lot, and we cherish that because, you know, not a lot of coaches do that. And so for him to be like really hands-on with us, you know, he'll talk some smack here and there. You know what I'm saying? He'll walk around, see what's going on. He come in the D-line room, bring some juice in there. We already be juiced up, but he'll just try to see what the temperature like and like stuff like that. Like, that means a lot when you see a coach who's actually want to be involved in what the players players are doing, you know what I'm saying, within the building. So, you know, I think if, like, I honestly think, like, that's what separates him from a lot of coaches. You know, just having that player-like mindset and know how I know my players, how to get through my players and get the best out of my players.
We're now a full year out with Nick Saban no longer coaching. Do you believe he's actually done it? Here's my take. I never think he's going to go back to coaching college. If he was to return, I think it would be the NFL, but I still think he's going to enjoy talking it up on ESPN.
I think he's going to enjoy talking it up on ESPN. I think he – I don't know. You never know with him. You never know. He loves it so much, and he's such a genius coach that he knows so much about ball, but you just never know with him. He always has a trick up his sleeve.
What about Kalen DeBoer? What do you think Alabama has in their new head football coach?
I think they have a very smart, young head coach, man. I think he's going to do a really good job, continue to do a really good job. He's in a perfect scenario, great friends, great atmosphere, great place, great people down there. And I can't wait to keep them see what they keep doing and keep rolling.
I thought one of the feel-good stories this year of the NFL was Bryce Young, because Bryce, year one, was a disaster. Yep. And then early on in year two, yep, he got benched, and I go, oh, that career is over just with that team, and he'll go somewhere else, and we'll see if he could have success.
Yeah.
The way that he found success this year, I know you and Bryce are oh so close, but, man, I know you're focused on your own stuff, but that had to be fun to watch.
That's my dog, man. Like, I tell people, like, all the time, like, it's no surprise for me. Like, Bryce is one of the most calm, chill, like, guys I've known when it just come to, like, of course, off the field, but on the field, like, his confidence is so big, nothing shakes him. You know what I'm saying? So, like, all that stuff that he had to endure, he was built for it. He knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? So, he knew, like, he know the type of player that he is. And to see him to go, continue to go out and rock and be him and be that leader and lead that offense and lead that team, he's going to do such a, like, amazing things in his career. And I can't wait to keep seeing him ball.
Will Anderson Jr. here with us. So, when you guys played the Chiefs, I thought at halftime, with the way that you guys played, the score should have been different. Unfortunately, your offense just either didn't have it that day, or the Chiefs defense is also really damn good. It's probably a mixture of both.
Yeah.
When you look at the Eagles, I think they could do a lot of things similarly to what your defense did up against the Chiefs, and they obviously have the offense. How do you kind of look at this game?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I was doing another interview the other day, and I was telling them, like, when I watch big games like this, or I watch games in general, I don't watch the whole game. I literally just watch up front.
Yeah.
I watch the trenches, D-line and O-line. And I think it's going to be a really great game up front. I know all those guys on Georgia. Watched them when they was at Georgia.
Jalen Carter,
Nolan Smith, all those guys. And they gelled really well together and played really well on that level and this level. And it's going to be their physical front. They knock people back. They get off blocks. They can get to the quarterback. They'll cause havoc in the run game. So I'm really excited to see that matchup up front.
Now, I don't think you fear anybody. You have a lot of confidence, and you do so in a humble way. But when you're going up against Mahomes, does he just keep you up late at night when you prepare for him? Because you know, even if you do have the lead, no lead is safe up against him.
Yeah, I think it's the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you're going into. I have a ton of respect for Pat. He's a great player, one of the greatest to do it. He's continued to find a way to win, and that's what you have to do in this league, and that's what makes him so special. And, you know, I approach every game the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stay up late all the time, you know what I'm saying, because I'm just that passionate about it. And, you know what I'm saying, I wish him all the best and everything that he does, and it's going to be some good battles here to come.
Who are the top five quarterbacks in the NFL, in your opinion?
Top five quarterbacks. They're all great quarterbacks in this league, man. They are great.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Offensive linemen. You don't have to give me top five. Who are some offensive linemen so far in this league that really stand out to you?
Penei Sewell from
Detroit.
He's really good. Zach Tom from Green Bay, he's really good. Of course, LT, you go against the best every day, Laramie Tunsil. What's the dude from the Vikings?
Darisaw?
Yeah. He's really good. I like him. I like going against him. It was a good challenge.
You could probably get some good smack talk, right?
He's good. He was quiet, but he's a good player. Those are some of the guys that, you know, I respect. I mean, I respect all the guys, but those are some of the guys I have respect.
So last thing I'll ask you, obviously, Will Anderson Jr. here on behalf of Jeff, when you look at the Texans, for people saying, all right, maybe they're just good, they're not great, why can you guys become a great team?
Yeah, I really feel like it has nothing to do with anybody else. It's all about our expectation. Our expectation is going to be higher in the building than anybody else's expectation. Man, so we just have to keep doing us and doing us better. It doesn't matter who thinks we're great or not. We know who we are. We know who the guys we have in the locker room. I think we're a special group, and we just have to continue to gel together and be a really great team.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.